Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India has doubled its gross domestic product or GDP in the last 10 years at a growth of 105% from $2.1 trillion in 2015 to $4.3 trillion in 2025. According to the data released by International Monetary Fund or IMF, India is now the fifth largest country in terms of GDP in the world after the US, China, Germany and Japan. It added that India is set to outpace Japan soon, as the latter's GDP grew nil in the past decade. In comparison, the US's GDP grew by 66% and China's GDP grew by 44% during the same period. Chairman of Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO, Dr. V. Narayanan, has said that the organization is working on a mission to take an Indian on the moon and bring him back safely. The ISRO chairman was delivering his keynote address at the 8th Chhatra Sansad at Lovely Professional University near Jalandhar. He said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given the guidelines to work on this mission and ISRO will accomplish this task by 2040.
We are going to build our own space station by 2035. We are going to send a Mars lander mission. We are going to have an orbit for studying the Venus planet. We have got approval for Chandrayaan 4 and Chandrayaan 5. Chandrayaan 4 is a mission which will go take the sample from moon and bring back the sample for study. We are working on a next generation launcher which can place 30,000 kg in the low Earth orbit.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reaffirmed the country's commitment to conserving water and promoting sustainable development on World Water Day today. In a social media post, he shared a video highlighting the importance of water conservation. He emphasized that water has been the lifeline of civilizations and stressed the need to protect it for future generations.
संसार में जल ही हर एक जीव के जीवन का आधार है और जल ही सबसे बड़ा संसाधन भी है। इसलिए तो हमारे पूर्वजों ने जल संरक्षण के लिए इतना जोर दिया। वेदों से लेकर पुराणों तक हर जगह पानी बचाने को, तालाब सरोवर आदि बनवाने को मनुष्य का सामाजिक और आध्यात्मिक कर्तव्य बताया गया है।
On World Water Day today, Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil launched the countrywide Jal Shakti Abhiyan, Catch the Rain 2025 from Tau Devi Lal Stadium of Panchkula in Haryana. World Water Day highlights the importance of fresh water and advocates the sustainable management of water resources. It aims to raise awareness and inspire actions to tackle the water crisis worldwide. Maharashtra's Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis today announced that the cost of properties damaged during the recent Nagpur violence will be recovered from the rioters responsible for the incident, and the failure to pay up would lead to the seizure and selling of their properties. CM Fadnavis was speaking at a press conference held at the Police Commissionerate, Nagpur, after a review meeting with senior police officials regarding the Nagpur violence. This compensation will be given in the next 3 to 4 days. A 5-member delegation of Supreme Court judges led by Justice B.R. Gawai, who is also the Executive Chairman of National Legal Services Authority or NALSA, arrived in Imphal today morning. Upon arriving at Imphal, three judges of the delegation, Justice Gawai, Justice Vikram Nath and Justice M.M. Sundresh, visited Churchandpur and attended the inaugural program of Legal Services Camp, Health Camp, Legal Aid Clinics there. Delhi Assembly Speaker Vijayendra Gupta today nominated 14 members of the Delhi Legislative Assembly or MLAs to represent the Delhi government in the Municipal Corporation of Delhi or MCD for the current financial year 2025-26. Speaking on the nominations, Mr. Gupta highlighted that the appointed MLAs would assist the MCD in budget formulation, civic administration and urban governance. The 18th edition of the IPL 2025 is set to begin today, marking the start of another season of high-octane T20 cricket. In the inaugural match, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Eden Garden Stadium in Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.